If Salome were a Girl Scout, just think of the boxes of cookies she'd sell. Or Delilah. Or Aida. Add a few more Thin Mints, Trefoils, and Do-Si-Dos to that number, and you'll reach the sales figures of one of the greatest sopranos in all of opera. Jessi Norman began her amateur singing career in the Girl Scouts, and she's never left that organization. Over the past year, she sold more than 2,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Miss Norman joins us on the line from New York. Jessi Norman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's lovely to talk to you.
Now, you're in New York City, Miss Norman. You're not going door-to-door, are you?
Well, no, I'm not going door-to-door, but I use the technology that's available to me. Aside from the fax machine, of course, we have email and the Internet and all of that now. So even though technically I really should be selling cookies just in the New York area, in the Westchester County and Putnam area, where actually I live, but I sort of bend the rules just a tiny bit. And I've been known to take cookies as far as Amsterdam and everywhere else. But it's great fun because nobody really expects it. And when I'm visiting friends in the city and just happen to have a few boxes with me and sell them to the doorman of the building in New York, it's rather entertaining because they can't quite believe it, you see.
Big question here, though, is do you deliver?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes, I will. No. But one has to buy a certain number of cookies before I will actually deliver them. I sort of deliver to, so, you know, friends and buddies and so on when I see them. But if someone buys $1,000 worth of cookies, then I will bring the cookies to the organization. It's very interesting to arrive on Madison Avenue and to start going into these rather fancy buildings with my boxes of cookies. People think I must be slightly mad.
Now, among your clientele, I've heard have been Diane Sawyer, Calvin Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think that, those are the type of people who ate Girl Scout cookies.
Well, they don't actually eat them. I mean, when Bill Blass buys, sort of the hundreds of boxes of cookies, he allows me to donate them to the Partnership for the Homeless. Or in other cases, when Diane bought cookies, I think we donated them to God's Love We Deliver and City Meals on Wheels. I mean, they're wonderful organizations, of course, that makes it sort of a twofer. You know, we buy the cookies and therefore the Girl Scouts are helped. And then we give the cookies to City Meals, and people that are hungry get something funny to eat.
Oh, that's terrific.
It works out very well, and I have a great time doing this. And I think that the people that have been buying cookies from me over the last 9 or 10 years expect it.
Well, you know, I had heard that adults were not really supposed to be selling Girl Scout cookies
for
the organization.
But I don't get, I mean, of course, I do allow the 10-year-olds to get the badges and the honors in Westchester Putnam, but I do get the teddy bear and the chipmunk and the thing. I truly do. I promise you. I have a collection of these things.
Oh, I believe it. Well, let me ask you this. 2,000 last year. How many do you think you can sell this year?
Oh, I think we'll just sort of set new records.
Oh, terrific. Now, but are you attached to any particular troupe?
Well, yes, I'm involved with the Westchester Putnam County Girl Scouts, but I was made a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts, actually, by the troupe at the American Embassy in Paris. Oh. And they had heard that I, when I was a 10-year-old, that I'd been a Girl Scout. And I don't know, they had the idea to make me a lifetime member, and I decided to take it very seriously.
Do you remember the Girl Scout oath?
I'm ashamed that I don't. Isn't that embarrassing?
You lawbreaker.
Isn't it awful?
First, you flaunt the laws of the organization, you flout them, and then you can't remember the oath?
Oh, this is terrible. I'm afraid I've just come from rehearsal. I can remember the text of my song. Oh, this is shocking. Well, I've lost my credibility altogether now.
Well, I'm sure you are very much forgiven.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it was great fun. Thank you.
Oh, and Jessi Norman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have something in my pocket, it belongs across my face. I keep it very close at hand in a most convenient place. I'm sure you wouldn't guess it if you guessed a long, long while. So I'll take it out and put it on, it's a great big brownie smile.